Coincidentally, I read an article before going to bed last night on new medium to long range trucks that were tested, and the most modern diesel engine takes about 20 liters per 100 kilometer, and the new electric version of that truck needs the equivalent of 11 liters of petrol. So the efficiency of the electric drivetrain was very much improved in comparison with its direct competitor with the same outer shape of that vehicle. And on the general aspect, it's, as I mentioned, around the location efficiency. So in order to make electric mobility work, you need the simultaneous presence of five elements. That is sufficient generation of electricity. That is the grid to transport the electricity to where it's needed, the local grid strength and the charging stations to allow the necessary amount of charging points to be available. Think of truck stops where you have dozens of trucks that desire to charge at the same time that usually want to run 24/7 with only a switch of drivers. Plus the existence of suitable vehicles, and it's not just trucks, it can also be pedelecs, drones, diggers, farm machinery, etc., etc. And then also modes that make it tangible and interesting for the end user. So affordability, usability, etc., etc. And then you have the dimension of geography, meaning what do you use the mobility for? Is it a Does the geography allow frequent routing? Then you have a different solution as if you were going through very rural areas. And there are many such equations. You can go back to the slides I presented 2 days ago on that matter, and feel free to engage me later on, because that would be opening a can of worms if I went into details now.